transference and counter-transference, it must be one of the most damn complicated things to talk about, because it involves consciousness of two or more people, and how that consciousness interacts, and the thing I want to just say here is that I've had a bit of a insight about it that I want to get down, is that all of it is an instance of what I'll call isomorphy in human relations. And that's to do with my thesis about how the protagonist is in some way a microcosm of the group. It relates to dynamic facilitation, where a group is a microcosm of a culture, and in transference and counter-transference, it means that it's not necessarily a micro-macrocosm, but it's an equation of the cosmoses within each consciousness, and they resonate either in terms of being equal or the same, or the opposite and transforming into the opposite. So I think there's a reciprocity aspect to it as well. That's about it.